From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say that a member of the Afghan Special Forces turned his gun at U.S. military personnel, killing two of them and wounding two others. An Afghan government spokesman told VOA the incident happened Saturday in the Nangarhar province area, and the assailant was instantly gunned down by American soldiers. An American military spokesman contacted by VOA said U.S. military officials will release more information when appropriate. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest of this developing story. U.S. media outlets are reporting congressional committees are demanding that tapes or memos from a White House meeting between President Trump and fired FBI Director James Comey be turned over within 2 weeks. The request follows Trump's assumption that Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week cleared him once and for all. Mr. Trump did not try to obstruct by asking Comey to no longer investigate fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker, but we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on.
Comey testified before the Senate that he believed President Trump was trying to get him to drop the Flynn investigation. Comey also said White House officials spread lies to cover up the reason behind Mr. Trump firing him. An anti-terrorism court in central Pakistan on Saturday sentenced a man to death for posting blasphemous content on social media. Prosecutors told VOA they found the man guilty of using Facebook and WhatsApp to disseminate and upload hate material. This is VOA News. After this week's general election, which saw the ruling Conservative Party's majority diminished in Britain, Prime Minister Theresa May announced she would try to form a minority government supported by the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland.
Our two parties have enjoyed a strong relationship over many years, and this gives me the confidence to believe that we will be able to work together in the interests of the whole United Kingdom.
The Labour opposition, which defied polls and predictions, gaining 29 seats to the dismay of the Prime Minister. Hear now from some voters in London.
I very much believe that if you get this country into that kind of situation, that you should be at least willing to stick it out. Not to say that I think she's the best choice for the country, but I would lose a lot of respect for her as the Prime Minister if she was to resign, obviously.
And in some ways, a hung Parliament and people having to work together might actually get us a better result having with people having to work together.
Meantime, some observers are saying Ms. May's time in office as Prime Minister is limited and another election is likely, if not in the too-distant future. The U.S. Embassy confirming Saturday that American Special Forces are providing technical support to the Philippine military battling to crush Islamist militants in a southern city as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. A Philippine military spokesman spoke about the significance of having U.S. support.
The presence of the U.S. counterparts facilitate the exchanges of intelligence, facilitate subject matter experts exchange, and also provides training exchanges and, of course, the technical support that we are sharing together in the fight of global terrorism.
The cooperation between longtime allies is significant because President of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, has taken a hostile stance toward Washington, vowing to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from his country. Brazil's electoral court has voted against stripping the president, Michel Temer, of his office despite a growing corruption scandal and a single-digit popularity. Temer has denied any wrongdoing and vowed to stay in office. And gay pride events taking place worldwide this weekend, including here in Washington, with the Capitol Pride Parade taking place today, followed by a large-scale Equality March Sunday, with organizers saying they want to combat anti-LGBT rhetoric here in the U.S. And Adam West, the original Batman, has died at the age of 88. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.